folks, we have a great treat for us and for all you listeners out there. Here in the studio with us now for a little preview of the Radio Waves performance later this evening is Rich Matson and Jermaine Gemberling and their band, the North Stars. Two of the other band members here are Eli Bissonette, if I pronounce that name correctly. He's on the fiddle. And we've got Russell Burgum on the acoustic bass, with a pickup on it, or whatever you call that he's got. Anyway, and the studio is kind of full right here now, David, and yeah. I'm looking really forward to hearing these. We've been listening to them, actually, folks. All the sound checks have been going on, so we've heard a little, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, what I'd like to do is have you tell us a little bit about, you know, we might have to stretch the term local musician a little bit, but we want to include you in the North Shore music scene for sure. So, Rich, why don't you tell us where you guys hail from and how you came together?
Well, we're mostly from the Iron Range. Jermaine and I live in Sparta, Minnesota, which is a little suburb of Eveleth. Russell lives over in that's right. Russell lives in Virginia, which is also a suburb of Eveleth. Just kidding. Eli is originally from Ely, Minnesota. Minnesota.
Ooh, that must have been tough.
Eli, he lives in Duluth now. And en route to the Radio Waves Festival is my nephew, Curtis Matson, who's going to be playing drums with us tonight.
Yeah. Couldn't fit the drum kit in here. It was a little bit too much work.
He was running a little late anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Things always work out.
Well, you guys are playing at 8:30 this evening on the stage down at the Radio Waves, right? Have you been down there to check it out yet?
We haven't checked it out. We've checked into our campsite and got set up, and we're here for the long haul.
Well, they're all ready for you, I'm sure. As you know, the bands are playing down there already now. So
yeah, they sound great.
How did you guys get together?
Jermaine and I have been playing together for about 4 or 5 years. Acoustically and with various different musicians, and we brought in Eli to play on some recordings, and he joined full force with the band about, well, let's see, probably February or so of this year. Mm-hmm. And Russell over here on bass, well, we've been playing music together on and off since we were about 13-14 years old. And I called him up this summer and on a whim, just in case, he wanted to come and play some music with us, and he was all for it, and we're having a great time.
That's the way those things happen.
Yeah, it all comes
well,
around.
You guys all come, that's just a cluster of suburbs up there, isn't it, all these towns?
All along that precious vein of iron ore.
Yes, exactly. What's your style of music? What are you going to offer for us tonight?
I guess it's like an Americana folk rock style. Mm-hmm. It's on acoustic instruments. And I've been writing songs since about 1981, and I just keep having fun with it. We keep doing it, and we're going to do a couple of new songs, a couple of old songs, and some of Jermaine's songs as well, and songs that Jermaine and I have written together.
All right, why don't you start us off, and then we'll chat a little more. After
sure.
You.
This is a song called Blue Marvel. 2, 3, 4.
Floating in on sound, before you know it, I look who's back in town. Again and again, like condensation, wetness of soul suddenly escaping. Floating on sound, the angels sang the day that you were born. Thank you. such high hopes for you, but circumstances prevented you from getting through. Or if it's all part of some big plan, it seems the devil is hard at work on his hand. The prophecies and the truth, the fine line between is showing through. And you can't believe your luck, you have another chance of being blue. On this blue marvel, big blue marvel. On this blue marvel, big blue marvel.
Very nice. That's got a real folk feel to it. And who wrote that one now? Did you write that, Rich?
I wrote that one about 10 years ago or something like that.
Is it a little autobiographical story behind that? Or
I guess it's kind of a cosmic love song.
Yeah? Yeah. All right. And where do you guys play usually when you're not up at Radio Waves Festival?
We've been coming to Grand Marais for quite a few years, but we'll play around the range. We'll play in Duluth. Last night we played. We opened for the Jayhawks in St. Paul.
Oh,
really fun time!
Yeah,
and we beat it on up here. And I think this is the fifth time I've been to Radio Waves. My old band, Old Yeller, got invited to perform at Radio Waves. That was my first great Grand Marais experience, and we've been back every year.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. This Radio Waves festival.
We just love it. Yeah.
A hoot.
It's our favorite festival.
Is it really? Yeah, I see you've played at other festivals in Duluth and on the range and around here, so that's nice to hear. But do you always travel with this group? Or I mean, I look you up on the website and I see a gazillion different groups. And that's the way it is often with musicians. You've got a lot of friends and you put things together in different configurations. I gather you guys sometimes, maybe the two of you, Rich and Jermaine.
We'll do a duo quite often with the two of us. And then, you know, when it's kind of when every band member is available, like sometimes the North Stars might be more appropriate for a gig. Like last night, it was a good match to have us with the Jayhawks, where we have our other band that we play together and called Junk Boat also. Mm-hmm. A little bit more rock and roll, but...
Yeah, and I've also got a folk duo called The Bitter Spills, and I try to, you know, maintain friendships with all my old band members and stuff, you know, because it's fun to play music, and different gigs call for different styles, and you know, I like to keep busy doing it.
And as long as we keep writing songs, we're always going
to,
yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys cover other songs as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do. I grew up playing covers, you know, all through high school and stuff. And I'll play by myself once in a while at some bars up on the range, and I'll launch into a three-hour set of Anything Goes.
Really? nobody's got any music here, do they? It looks like you're all...
Sheet music?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nah.
But memorized.
Yeah, they're all going plein air. Mm-hmm. Whatever. All right. Well, let's do another song for us, if you would.
This is one that Jermaine wrote, and I helped her out with a couple of lyrics in here along the way. But this is our ode to the Northland here. It's called Points North. One, two, three, one, two.
little birch. My holy range no longer I'll search. And took my hand, a compass, my guide, and pointed me north. Led me deep in the woods, in the shelter of trees. Your promise would make a believer out of me. No doubt I will have a chosen path. These whispering leaves sing a song in the breeze, sounding so sweet and whole. It's where you return to.
It's nice to hear a song about a place, and a place we all know and like. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm happy to see, you know, I think of musicians like you guys mentioned playing in bars and so on. You're only up in the nighttime hours, but obviously you're not, because you know a lot about this country that we live in.
Sure.
Daytime hours. So
oh, yeah.
You must get out and about in the woods and on the lakes.
Big gardeners, and we love it.
When I lived in the cities, I lived down there for about 18 years, and I'd stay up till 4 in the morning and sleep till noon every night. But now that I'm up in God's country, I'll get up at around 8 or 9.
Especially in the summer.
Yeah, yeah. That song, how long ago did you write that song?
I wrote that last August. And then I wrote that last August, and then I didn't actually officially finish it until about a month ago.
Oh, really?
With Rich, yeah. And he just kind of helped me tie up some loose ends and threw in a few lines and a couple lovely solos that he can only do.
Yeah, that's very nice.
A lot of times what will happen is we'll have the start of a song, and we'll go camping, and we'll finish them all up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we do.
It's a good way to work.
With just acoustics.
Sit around the campfire.
No hopes, yeah. Yeah, well, it's so nice the way all the instruments seem so critical. I mean, I realize you could play these songs by yourselves too, but when you've got the band together and the fiddle and the bass really add a lot.
Oh, my word, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
We know that. Yeah. We really miss them when they're not all with us.
So what kind of, did you play this kind of music when you opened last night for the Jayhawks?
Yep. Only with, of course, we had our drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who'll be here
yeah.
tonight.
Yeah, he'll be on stage with you tonight, sure. What how many numbers are you going to play? How long is your gig tonight, do you know?
I've got a list in front of me here of about 30 songs, but we'll see how many we can do.
Yeah.
Till they unplug it.
You're the last, you know, you're the late show, so, mm-hmm. I mean, or no, it's not late, 8:30 is all it is, so, mm-hmm. So it's kind of open-ended, I suppose.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know, is there a noise?
Yeah, I got a 10 o'clock quiet hour down there.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
This is the, you know, Dave here. He'll be down there driving around on his ATV,
I
suppose.
We'll play until Dave comes and unplugs it.
Yeah. 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Well, the poor, or not poor, the folks get a bargain down in the tourist park now. They get music all evening.
Well, if that's your idea of a bargain.
Well.
We'll find out tomorrow morning. There's always a few guests that come to town and weren't aware of this music festival.
Oh, really?
It's a complete surprise, and they're wondering when it will end.
Oh, boy. 3 days. It'll end Sunday night, folks.
Yes, yes, yes. It's all for fun.
So have you guys played in this configuration here before?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we did. We played at the Gunflint Tavern.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant the festival.
Okay. Yeah. But not the Radio Waves Festival.
Not in this configuration. last 2 years, it was just Jermaine and I. Mm-hmm. And before that, it was Old Yeller, the band that I was in.
Yeah.
Kind of still am, I guess.
Still got Old Yeller alive and well?
We haven't played in about a year, I guess, but... we'll see what happens down the road.
Yeah, so
band reunions are kind of big these days.
You know, I have to confess, lived here for a long time, but I don't know where Sparta, Minnesota.
It's a secret. Was.
Yes, it is. There's a Sparta, Wisconsin, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the one I knew about. So you guys, how many? What's the population of Sparta, Minnesota?
Well, it's dwindling, and we have a song about that.
Oh, do you?
Next to the next one
we're going to do.
Is that really? Okay.
Yeah, Sparta is one of the original mining towns on the range.
Uh-huh.
And the mining companies own the mineral rights to most of Sparta.
Oh.
Not right where we live. We own our property, but everything around us is leased land. It's leased property.
And their lease is up this January. Yeah. So
a lot of people are moving out.
So
a lot of houses burning down.
Mining
a lot of, you know,
the
lot
town.
Of, people are just, you know, kind of trashing the place.
But at when it was full, how many people lived there? Maybe.
I think at its peak, there may have been up to 1,000 or so.
Really?
Back in the mining days. And now it's down to about 92, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm estimating 92.
So does your Sounds song like have a little theme about the end of the town, or?
Well, it's called Ghost Town.
Ghost Town.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it. Sparta,
okay.
Minnesota.
Okay. Two, four.
Never will.
precious mineral. To this ghost town, ghost town. Ghost town. Ghost town.
Right, that's Rich Matson, Jermaine Gemberling, Eli Bissonette, Russell Burgum. They are the North Stars, and they're playing tonight. That was their eulogy for Sparta, Minnesota, or whatever. I mean, It sounds like you guys are going to stick it out in Sparta.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get to stay.
We have private property, thinking
that
we're lucky. I don't know.
So, well, I knew that before I got the place. I had to make sure, I wasn't going to get booted.
You actually had title to it.
We really like where we live.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the folks who are having to move, they were on leased land. They weren't just mineral rights, but they were only leasing the land.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So are there any businesses left in town? Or
no? Sparta became unincorporated. I don't want to get this wrong. I think it was like around 1920, something like that.
Okay.
And they moved most of the businesses over to Gilbert, the neighboring town.
Oh, yes.
And there was like a grocery store, or, you know, there was a community center, skating rink, stuff like that, still left behind. But the town started dwindling around then, slowly, as they dug up the ore.
That's early. Oh, yeah. So the mine expanded way back. Mm-hmm. Way back then.
Mm-hmm. I think they dug that one by hand.
Oh, really? 6:50. Oh, we got let's go. We got time for another one if you do. Right. If you do.
Well, we're having a little band argument over which song we should do next. Let's see.
You know, got too many. That's the trouble when you know too many songs.
Well, let's see. I wanted to do one cover tune just to show people that we have a wide variety of material.
Go for it.
And this is an old folk song called Shenandoah that I was happy to sing once upon a time with my friends Trampled by Turtles on one of their records. And happy to do it with these guys. Goes a little something like this. Oh, Shenandoah, I love your daughter. Look away, rolling river. Indians camp along your border. Away, we'll find a way across the wild Missouri. The chief disdained to trade his dollar. Look away, rolling river. My daughter, you shall never follow. Away, find a way across the wide Missouri. For many years, I courted Sally. Look away, rolling river. For seven more, I long to have her. Away, find a way across the wide Missouri. She said she would not be my lover. Look away, rolling river. Because I was a dirty sailor. Away, find a way across the wide Missouri.
There came a Yankee skipper, look away, rolling river. He winked his eye and he tipped his flipper. Away, we'll find a way across the wide Missouri. He sold the chief that fire water. Look away, rolling river. And across the river he stole his daughter. Away, we'll find a way across the wide Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I love your daughter. Look away, rolling river. My daughter, you shall never follow. Away, we'll find a way across the wide Missouri. Away, we'll find a way across the wide Missouri. Away, we'll find a way across the wide Missouri.
All right, thank you very much, folks.
Thank you for having us.
A real classic there, and that the fiddle really works so well on that particular tune as well. So thanks a lot.